This is Lewis Navalier. It is Thursday, October 15th. Well, I just want to update you on the market's gyrations. And first of all, the reason the market gapped down this morning was because of all the COVID cases in Europe. You know, Paris has a curfew. London has more and more restrictions, even among travel and mixing among family members. And then finally, the hospitals in Milan have more COVID cases, so there's a lot of anxiety there. So in big urban areas of Europe, there's a problem, and that weighed on the market this morning. Because if Europe is down, then we're down. But then we had a bit of a reversal this morning, but there's still some issues. Unemployment came out, new claims for unemployment, and they're rising. They're at a seven-week high. But continuing claims are still falling. Now, the real problem with the unemployment statistics is California hasn't reported for 3 weeks. They've been frozen. There's a big unemployment fraud problem in California, so they've stopped processing claims so they can get a handle on it. And California is much more shut down than the rest of America. In all candor, what's going on is that and I was traveling in California this week. Lots of hotels are shut down. I stayed at a couple hotels are pretty much, you know, you're talking 8-15% occupancy. Dined out in California. Some places are outdoor only in the parking lot. Other places are 25% inside, the rest outside. So the state is much more shut down. So I suspect if and when California does resume processing their unemployment claims, that it's going to cause another spike. So this is raising calls for the new stimulus package, the second stimulus package. So as of last week, at the end of the week, President Trump was up to $1.8 trillion with $300 billion going to state governments. And that's been the big contentions between him and Nancy Pelosi is how much are we going to give to all the cities and states that are hurting. And but there's tremendous pressure in Congress now to pass this second stimulus package. And you might have seen Speaker Pelosi arguing with Wolf Blitzer on CNN. And, you know, she doesn't like to be questioned and all that stuff. So anyway, fascinating times we're in, but the bottom line is that we need a new stimulus package because parts of the United States are still shut down, and then other parts are operating fairly normal, like Florida. So it's quite fascinating environment we're in, and then you see a lot of these football games are being canceled, so it's we're not hitting on all cylinders, for lack of a better word. So fascinating times we're in. Now, the other comment I have is that we have phenomenal earnings that are about to be announced, okay? Now, this week are financial stocks. I don't own financials, okay? All I can tell you is a flat yield curve is bad for financials, period. So I really don't care that financials have mixed results this week. What I do care is that that when the good earnings start to come out in the next few weeks, and it'll really heat up big time next week, is that our stocks respond positively, which I expect they will. So I think if you have cash and you're waiting to get in, obviously today's a great buying opportunity. I don't think we should worry too much about the problems that Europe has. The U.S. has rebounded impressively. We are still largely in a V-shaped economic recovery. Consumer spending on goods hit a pre-pandemic high. Obviously, consumer spending on services, travel, and stuff is still very, very low. But you know, the truth of the matter is we're very fortunate that in America we're more spread out than Europe is. And so whatever problems they're having, we're going to have less of, okay? The other thing is Our 50 states are laboratories on how to handle all these crises. So we're going to find out soon whether the Florida model's better than the California model. You know, both states are very big, and both states have a totally different approach to the coronavirus. So as far as I'm concerned, folks, it's I've got a lot of what we call waste of stocks, stocks that are literally profiting from the COVID crisis, whether it's a DocuSign or a Zoom. There's other stocks, you know, Costco would be another one. So a lot of these stocks are prospering in the current environment. And I just think we should hang on and enjoy the ride and get this election over with and get any uncertainty removed. As far as the COVID uncertainty, I don't think we have the uncertainty we used to have. Obviously, there's better treatment. You know, they treated President Trump with an interesting mix of drugs. You know, when COVID first broke out, they didn't have that formula. They didn't have all the antibodies available. So there's a different treatment right now. He was very fortunate to be treated early. And of course, there's eventually going to be a vaccine. So Operation Warp Speed has paid for the vaccines to be made. We just don't know which ones are going to get approved. So at least under President Trump, the U.S. military was going to distribute the vaccines because they specialize in logistics and all. So I think it's going to be okay. I don't think we should worry too much. I think it's just time to grow and prosper. And I think it's un-American to keep us shut down. And I realize some states are shut down and others are more open. But all I can tell you is this is going to be the best earnings season I'm going to see in a long, long time. So great buying opportunity here for you. Don't let the folks out there scare you. You know, this is October. There's going to be all these more October election surprises. The first big one was when President Trump contracted coronavirus. Now he's recovered. Now Kamala Harris's staff has been tested positive for coronavirus. So there's going to be more surprises. You know, you get all the stuff in the media, this leak, that leak, that's coming out too. So all I can tell you is I'll be glad to get the election over with, and let's just hope for a decisive outcome. And then we can enjoy the holidays. And then the markets are good in the holidays. So that's it. It's Louis Navalier. That's your update for today. Take care, folks. But today is a great buying opportunity. And I would take advantage of if you have any cash on the sidelines.